Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. My friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. Have you ever heard that kind of self-doubt in your mind where you're like, who am I to want this? Or who am I to deserve this? You know, who am I to start my business? Who am I to be giving advice? Who am I to be posting? Who am I to start my dream? Who am I to want to be happier? Who am I to want to raise? You know, we all have that, that when you start any new endeavor in which you are seeking a dream, there's going to be that self-doubt and that specific phrase, well, who am I to lead others? Who am I to earn more money? Who am I to be able to try to manage or build or earn this? So I want to talk about how do you deal with that? And I got four big ideas for you right here today. The first thing is, when you hear that, who am I? Realize that that's a self-doubt kind of conversation. And that's not bad. You know, I know a lot of people in my space will say, well, just obliterate that and have confidence and courage and overcome it. But I'm like, listen, self-doubt is a good thing. I know that's gonna sound completely crazy, but listen, self-doubt is intended to be a signal for you to either learn or take action. Self-doubt only becomes a negative thing when you have the self-doubt or the self, you know, talk that is kind of negative, and what you do is you stop, right? The difference often between successful people and unsuccessful people is that successful people, they have goals and dreams, but so do unsuccessful people. And the difference is that often a successful person, they go, I don't know how to do that, or who am I to do that? And they go, well, I guess I better go learn and figure out and get at it so I can deserve to have it. Where an unsuccessful mindset would say, well, who am I? And I guess I shouldn't, and they stop. It's the stopping that makes self-doubt a bad thing, right? Because self-doubt is actually a signal for you to go learn and act. And if you can immediately shift that mindset, every time I have self-doubt, I don't think, oh, woe is me, or I'm stupid or insufficient. I go, wow, my mind is signaling. It is telling me, get at it, kid. Learn here, kid. And that's a positive thing. I also want you to adopt the mindset that says, you know what? You gotta have that builder mindset. The builder mindset is, oh, I will build into the person who deserves to have that. I will build into that because rule number one that we're gonna talk about today is that you got to have consistent action. When you have that, who am I to do something? Well, no one is deserving who does not act towards the thing that they want to deserve. Right? So if you're like, well, who am I to do this? I'm like, get at it. Show up every day, work towards it, earn that right. Because maybe it's true. Maybe your mind is saying, who am I to do this? We don't deserve this yet. Now, there's that part of us that could be a self-worth issue. You know, well, oh gosh, Brent, I just don't feel, you know, like I'm worth it or I'm valuable. It's a self-esteem issue. So make sure you watch some of my other videos or trainings on my YouTube channel for that kind of stuff, like dealing with self-doubt specifically. But I want to tell you this. You're never going to mentally get over it. What's going to happen is you're going to take action, and that action is going to give you more momentum, and that momentum is going to give you more confidence. And as you get more confidence, you try more things, achieve more things, and all of a sudden one day you're like, hey, I deserve this hot dog. So please, I think what you have to do is realize you'll only ever feel like, who am I to deserve this, when you take consistent action. Second big idea is that who am I to do this is the cue to develop competency. It means what you need to do. As soon as you're like, well, who am I to, you know, start this dream? It's saying, it's your brain going, hey, we better learn about this and understand it better because we don't have expertise yet. It's not that you have to be the world's number one expert, but it's your brain going, hey, why don't we do some reading on this? Why don't we find a mentor, listen to a few podcasts, go to a few seminars or training events where I can develop competency so I understand exactly what I'm supposed to do? And I will tell you this, I can always tell the people who are going to stop or fail when they say, who am I to do this? And you know who it is? It's the person who doesn't have a learning plan. When someone says, well, who am I to do this? And they don't have a map of what they need to learn. They haven't written down the top five skills they need to learn to be able to do it. They stop. They go, well, I guess I'm just not good enough. And they start blaming their identity, their personality, or their past versus saying, oh, I guess I'm not good enough because I don't know how yet. Let me develop some skill here. And that's critical because I want you to know that was true for me. I thought, well, at the beginning of my career, who am I to be a writer? I've never written a book before. I've never taken a writing class. I've never been to a writer's workshop. I mean, why would a publisher want to publish me? Well, I couldn't think my way through that. I had to first take consistent action. Write. So I wrote my book. Second, I had to learn how to be a published author. So I had to go to seminars and conferences on how to publish and market a book. Right? I had to start developing competency in the area I wanted to do. Later on, I wanted to become a high performance coach, a certified high performance coach, like somebody who's kind of like at an elite level in the life coaching or business coaching field. And I said, well, I don't know how to do that. So I guess I'd better immediately start coaching so I can develop the competency to get better and better and better and become world-class. That builder mindset again. It's like, yeah, I know I'm not yet, but the only way I'm ever gonna get there is if I learn and do and learn and do and learn and do. So if you find yourself, you keep stopping, next time you say, who am I to? I want you to immediately sit down and go, what skills would I need to learn to be able to do that, become that, and deserve that? Third big idea I think is so important is the who am I to do this is often triggering something in our mindset about congruence, right? It's like many people always tell me, but I want to become an influence. I want to become an inspiration. And I'm like, well, are you inspired a lot? And they're like, well, no. I'm like, well, then what you're going to feel like is a phony. You know, well, Brennan, I want to teach people to change their lives. Have you ever changed your life? Well, no, I'm miserable. I don't like myself. I don't have good habits and a good mindset. I'm like, maybe you're not the person to do that. Your brain is just going, hey, let's be honest. And when your brain is saying, let's be honest, that's something to listen to. So if your brain's saying, well, who am I to be an influencer? Or who am I to be a leader? It's saying you have not yet been showing up congruent here. So congruence requires two things. Number one, it requires you to have the identity vision. Meaning you need to say, who am I? Who do I want to become? And really focus on being clear about you, the identity piece of you. Second thing is you need to act like that and practice what you preach every single day. You need to get way more congruent in your action. Because listen, when I was starting like life coaching, I had already achieved like a lot of peace and a lot of happiness and joy in my life, great deep connections. I hadn't earned what I felt like I had to earn. I felt like, you know what, I need to be a really high earning coach to have experience with other people. And then I realized, well, coaching is really about other people, not about me. It's about helping them. But I also said, you know what? I want to know that I'm as successful as I can become. And that each day I'm doing things to move towards that. So when I tell a client, hey, this is an opportunity for you to become the best of who you are, I'm congruent because I'm also trying to do that. And as I became more congruent in my life, more motivated, practicing better habits, developing better relationships, earning more, making a greater difference, being absolutely disciplined and focused and all these things that we talk about in personal development, it was easier for me not only to perceive myself as a good coach, but ultimately to start seeing myself as becoming world class. Your congruence, like whether you've been showing up as who you say you are, whether you've been showing up practicing what you preach, is really the thing that is often triggering that mindset that says, well, who am I? Because I haven't been showing up yet. So the job, show up, my friend. Last big idea, and I think this is important. Do not compare yourself to other people. When you say, well, who am I to do this? It's often easy to look at the most successful people in the world at it and go, but I'm not like that. You know, when I became an author, I would look at these people who had like 6 or 7 New York Times bestselling authors. I'm like, well, who am I to do it? You know, she's amazing and all over the media, or he's amazing and has sold millions of copies of books, and look at his fancy background. And you start comparing your background to their current levels of success when neither of them are the relevant factor. The relevant factor is, are you doing the work, practicing what you preach, and being consistent and adding value right now? That's what it's about. Don't compare yourself. Ask, am I working my hardest in the moment and really giving my all? That's the question. Not giving your all to be like her, giving your all to be you each day. Like, your mind wants to know that you are showing up as your best. It hates when you go through the motions. It hates when you fake it because you're comparing yourself to him or her and you're trying to be like them. What it loves is like, I live this day as me, authentically, on fire, connected. And when you do that, your mind knows it. Your mind knows it. And it starts saying, hey, I don't need to compare myself to other people. Every day, let me compare myself to yesterday. How was I yesterday? Today, am I showing up congruent? Today, am I learning? Today, am I taking consistent action? And all of a sudden, when you get all these things in play, consistent action, when you're learning, you've got your learning map, you're developing competency, knowledge, skills, abilities, when you are congruent with how you think of yourself and how you actually show up, and when you don't compare anymore and you live your life giving your absolute best, guess what happens? That little question of who am I starts to go away and you start to say, I'm here, let's go.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.